Alrighty, we'll get started here with our post-race media availabilities for the 35th annual Sport Clips Haircuts VFW 200 here at Darlington Raceway. We're now joined by race winner Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 18 Sport Clips Toyota, crew chief Eric Phillips, and Steve D'Souza with Joe Gibbs Racing. Denny, can you talk about your finish and your win out there today?
Yeah, it was eventful day. You know, we didn't had the best car there at the beginning. It was very, you know, it was fast for a short run, and then you know, we definitely trended on the freer side, and so once we got that worked out, you know, we had one, you know, mediocre pit stop there, and we lost some positions, and we battled back from that, got to the top two or three, and that was important to set the guys up for a good stop there at the end, and you know, from that point on, we had a good restart. We were able to split the 41 and someone else, I think it was maybe the 20, on the second to last restart, get to second. The wreck happened, and then it was all about getting a good restart on the final one. I thought once we cleared him, we would be able to kind of check out, but he got through one and two really good, was right on us. And, you know, I kept seeing his nose down there, and I thought that, you know, the best option for me was to run high through three and four. And, you know, my key was to drive in as far as I could, you know, let him drive in that far to get position, and then, you know, kind of hit the brakes and go in the inside and switch him over. So it worked out well. Glad we were able to clear him off of four, or else it really could have got exciting. But overall, proud of the whole team for giving us a car that we were capable of winning with.
Eric, you guys had a lot of speed all weekend. Can you just talk about the win here today?
Yeah, had a really good Camry all weekend. Kind of over-adjusted on it yesterday. Started out way too free there, and we had to work on it. I think we turned every jack bolt in the back and lots of air and all kinds of adjustments. But guys did a good job on pit road, and Denny did a good job giving us information, and we got it right at the end and had a shot to win and got the job done.
Steve, can you talk about the win here for the team today?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think when you look at Denny and his history here, it's just you know, a special event as it is this year and the last couple of years with the throwback schemes, and then with our good friends Sport Clips, been with Joe Gibbs Racing now for a long time, and for Denny and for Eric, you know, just to have them come do the job they did this weekend, really off the trailer. As Eric said, they struggled a little bit here and there, and Denny said the same thing during the race, but they were able to get their act together pretty well. And you know, Denny's persistent here. He's got a gift for this place, and it shows up here and on the Cup side particularly as well. So for Joe Gibbs Racing, you know, obviously we're real pleased with all of our teams this weekend, and particularly the job Denny and Eric did.
Absolutely. We'll open it up for questions. If you have a question, just raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start over here in the left.
Jacob Seelman, Performance Motorsports Network. Denny, I've got two for you, actually. First, five wins in the Xfinity Series here. Every single one of them have come after you've started on the pole. Harvick was in here earlier today and said track position is important here despite all the tire fall off. Why is that? What's made that track record for you work out so well here in this series?
Well, I think a lot of it is, you know, there's really one line to run through one and two, so you're always in dirty air through one and two. There's, you got a few options there in three and four, but, you know, for the most part, it's a tough racetrack to pass on, even if you have a faster car. So, yeah, track position is important. Pit stalls are always important here. But really, you know, all these cars are so evenly matched each and every week that any advantage you can have in the further front that you are, the better air you're going to have, the faster you're going to go. And so I think that that's what the key is. You know, unless you get a really good restart like we did at the end, the easiest way to pass is on restarts, and that's where we got it done.
And both cars this weekend have in the Ray Hendrick, the Mr. Modified scheme on it. Obviously, you being from Virginia, I know when it was first announced, you talked a little bit about how cool that was for you. What's it mean being a Virginia boy to get that scheme to victory lane today and kind of pay it back a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely special. I mean, you know, when this was kind of a throwback to, you know, 85, 89. And to me, I thought about what I was doing in 1985 to 1989. And it was going to Southside Speedway. I mean, that's what we did every Friday night. It's what I looked forward to every time the school day was over. I wanted to hurry up and get to Southside and watch some of my local heroes. And you know, at that time, Roy Hendrick, Ray's son, was tearing up Southside, winning a lot of races and championships. And so for me, it was a simple decision to honor those guys. And even though I never got to watch Ray run, he's got an amazing track record, and 700 wins is amazing. And, you know, when I thought about doing it, you know, Rick Hendrick, no relation, reached out to me and said he had the original car that Ray won New Jersey with, and he was restoring it, and it was very special to him because his father was a pit crew member on that team. So I talked to Rick a little bit last night, and he told me the story about, you know, that Jack Tan actually gave him his very first job. Rick Hendrick has his very first job riding up to New Jersey in the hauler to help them that weekend. So it's very cool to kind of honor people that not only are in my past, but in NASCAR's past as well.
Additional questions for our race-winning team here this afternoon. Go ahead, Bob, right in the front.
Bob Harkless, ESPN. I have two for Denny. First, should we expect anything different tomorrow night as far as restarts and tires and where's good to restart and where's not good to restart?
You know, I think it's so circumstantial. I thought for a few times that I started on the outside that, you know, one time I got beat and I was like, I'm not sure this is the right way. But it's just, you know, who can get to turn one with their nose ahead is usually got a big advantage. It's hard to say which lane I thought prevailed. I mean, I thought it was probably 50-50 throughout the day. Maybe the high line had one or two advantages. But really, it's just about getting that good jump. So I don't think it's as, you know, beneficial being the leader at this type of racetrack when you have that, when you go into turn one and have one lane. But tomorrow, I think with the tire limitations, you know, we had it today where we didn't know when to take tires, when not to, because you only have a certain amount. You know, if you have 5 laps on your tires and you have 5 laps to go, you're probably going to pit again. So we tried to save tires, and, you know, luckily had one more set there. But tomorrow will definitely be a tire war. I believe the last few times here, you know, we've had guys run out of tires. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
And it looked like after the race that NASCAR and the track were looking at turn two. I don't know whether they were looking at a sealer or one of the patches there, but did you notice anything with the track there?
There's a lot of patches there. I've seen that really over the last few years. There's been more and more patches, but I didn't notice anything in the race car that I thought was detrimental.
Anything else for our winning team? Go to Lee right here.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. Steve, do you have your Xfinity lineup set for 2018? Do you have any idea how many teams you'll have?
That's a great question. I believe we're going to stay at three. We're working through all the details of that now. Really just started not too long ago, but we're starting to move forward on all that now.
We'll wrap it up here with Bob.
Steve, can you just talk about where you guys are at as far as the composite bodies for next week? How many cars do you have, and do you feel confident about what you have?
Well, all three of them will have composite cars next week, so that I can tell you. That's a good question, too. I'll have to check on that when we get in the shop. it's a big project, obviously, to do a body conversion partway through a year when you're trying to compete every week in a point series. But the guys have done an awesome job, and we're learning as we go with it. The NASCAR has done a pretty good job with the car as well as far as developing it, so you can put it together and come off the out of the shop with it ready to go. So I think that part of it's going to be pretty well. It looks like it's going to be very similar to what we have now era-wise, so I don't think that's going to be a huge detriment. But I think as we get into it, we're going to have a long day next week where NASCAR planned it just to give everybody the opportunity to kind of work through it. They've been very straightforward in what they're looking for in the cars, so I think it should go fairly well.
Oh, and we'll wrap it up with Chris here. Final one.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Not to take away from Denny and Eric, what Eric did today, but Steve, do you guys expect to, on top of what Lee and Bob said, do you guys expect to keep the ARCA team intact for 2018 as well?
That's our plan.
Gentlemen, thank you. Denny, good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.